This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
And now we move on to the final segment of this week's pod. We're going to actually just sort of step away from the Patriots talk for a minute and just to have three guys who love football talk a little football thus far. I hit the guys up with a question before we started recording today. And I've been kind of wondering aloud online and more how people feel about the start of this NFL season. Gentlemen, I'll put it to you. Okay, yeah, you're happy football is back. I understand. Football is family. And together we're going to end racism. We're going to strike cancer and everything else the NFL wants
bigotry,
you to do this fall.
Prejudice. We're taking it all down with a pig skin doing all the work.
And lots of marketing and virtue signaling up the wazoo. However, and lots of Bud Light. And yes. Twins.
And Miller Lite.
And Miller Lite. And Coors Light. The official
and
drink.
And gin.
And Liquid Death. And, of course, C4. And everyone else who will sponsor us. But I just wanted to ask, do you guys love this season so far? Because I have found the gameplay to be, and this will happen with a lot of change, but, you know, I love the fact that, let's say, Kansas City, you know, was the crazy offense that was always ultra dangerous with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and everything else. And now they've gone through a renovation by letting Tyreek Hill go to Miami, and they don't have the same sort of dangerous threat levels on their offense. I love Justin Herbert being dynamite and that offense being electric, but now he's hurt. The Raiders can't get out of their own way. Russ is cooked. The Bengals have been a mess in their first win of the season. Whoopee, champagne popper was against the Jets. Cleveland's better than I thought. The Patriots might sneaky stink, or at least they're in trouble because they're victims of their own decisions and now a Mac Jones injury. Tom Brady, in addition to having to throw to receivers worse than the 2019 or 2013 Patriots, may now be entering the, hey, why did I come into this room and can somebody pass me my reading glasses portion of his NFL career? The Rams kind of suck. Garoppolo stepped on the back line of the end zone last week. Like, what's going on? Like, and Miami is 3-0. What the hell? I don't love this season so far.
See, I'm in the complete opposite boat of you. I think the season's awesome. I think the season is exactly what you want in the NFL. I think the NFL is happy with this because right now you have a parity across the league, right? Like it's you have what, two teams without a win, Houston and
there's two, it's just
Houston and the Raiders are the only winless teams in football, and the Raiders have lost all three games by one possession. They've been in every game. Mm-hmm. And Houston has been in almost every game they've played, so it's like
and you have two undefeated teams as well, Shine.
Yes, you have two undefeated teams in Miami and Philly, and so like, yeah, there's some blowouts, there's always going to be blowouts, but there's also these weird, exciting games, like these, like giant, all these Giants games. Like the Giants could have gone 3-0 if they beat the Cowboys last night. They'd be 3-0 right now. And the Giants aren't even all that good, but like the games they're playing in are close and exciting. And is it a little bit sloppy? Yeah, sure. Are some of these teams bad and will get worse over the course of the season? Definitely. Like teams like the Bears will not continue to be 2-1 for the rest of the season. Like that's just not going to happen. But I think there's still those exciting elements, but there's that also that element that any team can win on any given day. And I think that's one of the beauties of football is that it's like any given Sunday, any team can win. And right now you really actually have that. The Jacksonville Jaguars are a good football team.
Good.
Like the Detroit
that
Lions.
I like.
The Detroit Lions are a good, fun, exciting football team. Like the Atlanta Falcons are like must watch TV because all they do is score points and give up points. It's a blast. I absolutely think that the NFL is having a great year this year. The stars aren't necessarily at the top, but I think the teams across the board are all just having a great season.
Andy, what if, what do you think, what would you say, and what do you think the average, like, totally obsessed, constantly consuming NFL fan would have said before the season if I said, what if I told you that it would be more fun to watch Lions at Falcons than Patriots at Packers by week four?
GTF out of here would probably be the response. But
right.
I'm with Scheim because it's September. And I'll be with Scheim in early October. I know the NFL wants this. They love parity. They want 32 cities believing for as long as possible. Interest, ratings, all of that. If this is the same product in late November and December, I hate it. Because yeah. I am a big believer. I want measuring sticks. I want people that look like they are great football teams as we head toward a postseason. If it is any given Sunday, and it's a Sunday late in December heading into the playoffs, I do not like that. But for right now, I think, A, you're getting a byproduct of increased turnover in the NFL, quarterback play, like Trey Lance is out. Jimmy G, who didn't do anything all offseason, is in. Russell Wilson's in a new spot with a new coach. Like, it's not always going to be easy. And you're getting a lot of teams that I think are playing some sloppy football after teams don't prep the same way anymore. There's only three preseason games. They don't hit enough. They don't tackle enough. All of those types of things. But I think it's entertaining. I think it's exciting. I think, I mean, if you haven't watched the Bills play, the Dolphins play, the Ravens play, like, some of these teams are doing some ridiculously fun things. And then you're getting your physical. That T. Higgins catch last week. Like,
oh, just my God, that catch was awesome.
The physicality that, like, the
ability. But the George Pickens catch last Thursday? That was insane, yeah, right. too.
These athletes that the NFL fields, that on any given play, whether it's red zone or you're watching the game, you're just like, oh, my God, football is so – or even the ends of some of these games that have – they've had so many games.
That Bills down Dolphins ending.
Right, coming down to the
and also some of the fails too, the butt punt as well. Monday night we were treated to it.
If I don't know what's happening, I like it. I like it early in the season. I like to be entertained. Now, by the end of the year, I really would prefer the Bengals look like the Bengals offense, and I would prefer the Rams look like the Rams offense, and they start to distance and consistency,
and Tom Brady becomes Tom Brady, and what could be his final season.
I don't give a rat's ass about Tom Brady.
I know you don't. I'm just sort of pointing to these tent marks. Look, I'll also say this. Yes, great catch by CeeDee Lamb on Monday night. It was nice to see him wake up. Yeah, well, he had a great bad drop, but also an insanely good catch in the end zone.
The drop was worse than the catch was good.
I don't know. That was a pretty damn good catch. But
I pay him a lot of money as a first round pick to make those catches. That's why he's a professional. He's supposed
all
to be
right,
elite.
Coach
should
Hardo.
Have had two touchdowns instead of
but
one.
But at the same time, like, here tell we are more. At a point now, and I agree with you. We'll see. We'll revisit this maybe in a couple of weeks in the final leg of another podcast. But like, not you know, I'll be Hack Hackerson and be like, New England Patriots, the first team to ever be featured on Scott Hansen's Dread Zone channel, where no one wants to watch them. And Scott Hansen is also putting out jokes on Twitter now, saying like, don't bother watching the Red Zone on Sunday. You can watch the Punt Zone, because all these games feature like teams punting 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 times. Like, I also don't think it hasn't been a high quality of product this season. Like, some of these games have been absolute slogs. Philadelphia goes up 24-0. They hold on to win 24-8 against the Commandos. Ugh, boring. Sorry.
Yeah, but like, sure, but what do you expect in the first month of the NFL season? Like, that's how it almost always is. It's always sloppy at the beginning.
Do you watch Bengals Steelers?
Yeah, I did watch that. That was excellent. That was one of the more entertaining games
you'll ever watch. One of the most entertaining games you'll ever watch.
Even the Colts Texans game. The Texans stink, and that game was entertaining.
You like, don't wash your mouth out with soap.
But then on top
maybe
of that,
this is a product. Okay, do we think maybe this is a product, as you brought up, Andy? Do we think this is a product of the fact that there is such a shortened preseason and less hitting, and September basically turns into preseason that counts?
Absolutely. Between personnel turnover, injuries, like when quarterbacks don't play a lot, when guys don't tackle a lot, like I think the Patriots gave up that touchdown to Jaylen Waddle in week one because of a lack of tackling and physicality between Juwan Bentley and Kyle Duggar in the preseason. Do I think they allow that touchdown in week seven after they've been out there hitting, tackling, game speed, all of that? No, but you have to take that. That's the modern NFL. Like, you have to accept certain things in the NFL now, like roughing the passer. I'm probably going to disagree with some of those, like different penalties. I'm probably going to disagree. But to me, the upside entertainment is far far outweighs any of the sloppiness or any of the, you know, is it bad? Is it competitive bad play? Competitive good play? I don't know. It's competitive. It's entertaining. And I watch it.
So Shine, let's end with this one. I want to ask you this question. Let's get you out there on the limb. Give me a team or two that a month from now we'll be talking about in a far different light positively, and a team or two you think a month from now we'll be talking about like, oh, I can't believe we ever bought into the blank.
Yeah, I still don't think people are talking about the Jaguars enough. Like, I know people, it's starting to catch on finally. I still don't think you're talking about them enough. I think what Doug Peterson has done in that system has just brought stability, and it's such a far cry from the absolute sham that was Urban Meyer that this team is actually good. Trevor Lawrence looks like he deserved to be the number one overall pick, and like Christian Kirk and Zay Jones are actually playing up to their contract. Like, this team is, and that defense is legit. Like, this team is way better than people even realize yet. I think that would be my one. I think Atlanta too. They're downright fun. They're going to be in every single game. I don't think they're going to win the division. Like, I don't think they're going to contend for the division, but I think they could make a little noise for a wild card. Like, I thought this was going to be a bottom three team in football. I think their offense is, Arthur Smith is coming up with something. He's not getting Kyle Pitts involved enough, so I can only imagine how good this offense will be once Pitts gets even more involved. When you're looking at teams that I think could be worse, or like, ugh, how did we believe in them? People are still believing in the Tennessee Titans. I don't quite get that. I think the Tennessee Titans downright stink. I think in a couple weeks, everybody on the planet will be like, ugh, how is that the number one seed last year? I don't understand it. And then the other team that I think is quickly losing favor, and it's not all entirely their fault, but a lot of it is, that'd be the LA Chargers. I think the shine is quickly coming off the Chargers, which people had in the Super Bowl and deep in the playoffs, and Herbert for MVP. And it's like, a lot of it is because of injuries. I mean, J.C. Jackson has barely touched the field because of that ankle. Joey Bosa just injured his groin. Justin Herbert's dealing with these rib injuries. Rashawn Slater done for the year with a bicep injury. So this defense we thought was going to be way better hasn't been. Granted, their cornerstone cornerback hasn't been on the field. And then their offense has just been, they've been missing Keenan Allen. It's been kind of meh. I think Brandon Staley is almost kind of turning into a pumpkin.
He's like 10 last year, and 10.
Yeah, last year he was all about going for it on fourth down, and then against the Kansas City effing Chiefs multiple times on fourth and two inside Chiefs territory, you don't go for it. Like, what the hell are you doing? What even is your purpose anymore? And so I think Andy was right, Andy Hart right again on that. Brandon Staley might be a boob. And so those would be my two teams that I think the luster is, it will quickly come off of.
Having just watched Office Space again this weekend, Brandon Staley is the number one guy in the NFL I want to walk up to and say, what would you say you do here?
Yeah, he stinks. And he stinks. I personally think he's part of this new age crew. I think some of the injuries are on him. I don't think his players do enough during the summer and the offseason and the preseason to get ready for real football. And then I think their body is just stunned by actual NFL action. So as much as I've been a little bit harsh on Justin Herbert in terms of like, if you're so great, make the playoffs before we start talking about how good you are, I think he's got a little bit of an albatross around his neck, and that's his head coach, who I don't think will be there very long. A team that I think I'm going down with, the gosh darn Las Vegas Raiders. I think my guy Josh McDaniels, it just feels like they're going to have to hit their stride at some point. Mm-hmm.
They've lost all games by one possession. Exactly. They're in every game. They're this close to figuring it all out. And if they can make it so Devontae Adams is the leading receiver and not effing Mac Hollins, they might actually get somewhere.
I don't think they understand the off. Talk about the Patriots not getting the scheme. I think they're having a little scheme processing issues out there. But I agree with you, Andy. A month from now, I think we'll be singing a totally different song about the Raiders.
Yeah, I think the Raiders are still going to be a really good competitive football team. As I said, I think the Chargers are going to underachieve. The one thing that I'm intrigued by is the Philadelphia Eagles, and they are a team that were a hot pick coming in, and they've been hot to start the year. I am also a big believer, a team that is developing with a young coach, a young quarterback, young receivers. There's a lot of youth on that team. They're at the very least going to go through some low periods here during the season, because I don't think they are ready to be the 14-2 New England Patriots. Like, one of those teams where you're just like, wow, they went wire to wire as the best team in football.
So I think you would normally be right, but when you just look at their schedule, man, it's an effing cupcake. It is like without a doubt the easiest schedule in football. Like every analytics says that, and when you just look at it, like these are their next four games. Jaguars, I would say competitive football game.
Good game.
The Cardinals the Cardinals have not been good, but I guess
awful. Losable.
The Cowboys, Steelers, and then they get the Texans, Commanders. Like that's their next six games. Like maybe they lose one of those, but there's a chance they just run those six off and they start the season 9-0. Like it's this. I think I agree with you in the fact that I really like the Eagles. I think the Eagles are a really good football team and they're building towards something great. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're great quite yet, but their schedule is making them look better than they actually are.
And the turmoil in the NFC East and the fact that the NFC is far from the AFC as well. We'll see. I also think Buffalo, don't read into Sunday's game where they could have and should have won that game. 90 plays executed in a swamp and a sauna. They're not the 2007 Patriots or the 72 Dolphins, nor are they the 1999 Rams. That said, they're a damn good team. And my feeling for them being the representative in the AFC has not changed a bit.
The injuries in the back end are concerning for their defense.
Yeah. Rest them up now.
They keep losing cornerbacks. Like they lost Christian Benford. Safety. Yeah. They lost Christian Benford. They lost Micah Hyde. Yeah. White comes back, that'll help. But until then, you need to kind of make do with what you have. And you get Lamar Jackson this week, by the way. Awesome game. Can't believe it's a 1 o'clock start.
Let's just see if the weather has any factor, because we could be getting some hurricane remnants blowing up this way that could affect some of the games on Sunday. We will let you know. Thanks for listening to another action-packed, rock-solid, fun-filled episode of Six Rings. I liked it, Andy. I don't know. I mean, you're making typical Andy Hart faces. I thought we did
nobody
a little bit of
everything. Nobody knew that. That was off air. Nope. Nobody knew.
Well, I just had to let you know because I didn't appreciate that. I'm trying to wrap the show in a nice, positive manner, and I'm getting funky heart. I almost said funky fart. Thanks you're a welcome. Lot, Shime.
Anytime.
For dropping the fart bomb earlier. You can follow him at Shime Time. You can follow him at Jumbo Heart. You can follow me at Fitzy GFY. And of course, we are at Six Rings Pod. We'll be back in a couple of days with a preview episode of Packers and Patriots. Until then, that's about all we can offer. We'll try to, like we always say, we are here to celebrate and we are here to commiserate. That is the job of the Six Rings, and we like doing it with you. So thanks for listening. Make sure to tell your friends, rate, review, subscribe, and we'll talk to you soon. See ya.
Bye.
Peace out.